Poets Weave Today, I'm reading poems by Maxine Kumin, Horse Poems. Maxine Kumin is the author of more than 13 books of poems, 5 novels, a collection of short stories, 4 essay collections, and more than 20 children's books. She has received numerous prizes, among them a Pulitzer Prize in Poetry and the Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize. She served as consultant in poetry to the Library of Congress before the post was renamed Poet Laureate of the United States. Kumin has taught at Princeton, Columbia, Brandeis, and Washington universities. I am Jenny Kander. Amanda dreams she has died and gone to the Elysian Fields. This morning Amanda lies down during breakfast. The hay is hip-high. The sun sleeps on her back as it did on the spine of the dinosaur, the fossil bat, the first fish with beak. The first fish with feet she was once. A breeze fans the deer flies from lighting. Only a gaggle of gnats housekeeps in her ears. A hay plume sticks out of her mouth. I come calling with a carrot from which I've taken the first bite. She startles, she considers rising, but retracts the pistons of her legs and accepts as loose-lipped as a camel. We sit together. In this time and place we are heart and bone. For an hour we are incorruptible. Thinking of death and dog food. Amanda, you'll be going to Alpo or to Gaines when you run out of luck. The flesh flensed from your bones, your mammoth ribcage rowing away to the renderers, a dry canoe on a truck, while I foresee my corpse slid feet first into fire, light as the baker's loaf, to make of me at least a pint of potash spur. I'm something to sweeten the crops when the clock hand stops. Amanda, us in the woods, miles from home, the ground upending in yellow flutes that open but make no sound. Ferns in the mouth of the brute, chanterelles in the woman's sack. What do I want for myself, dead center, bare back on the intricate harp of your spine? All that I name as mine with a sure, slow oxen of words, feed sacks as grainy as boards that err in the sun. A boy who was wearing my mother's eyes. Garlic to crush in the pan. The family gathering in. Already in the marsh the yearling maples bleed a rich onrush. Time slips another abacus bead. Let it not stick in the throat or rattle a pain in the mind. May I leave no notes behind, wishful, banal or occult. And you, small thinker in the immensity of your frame, may you be caught and crammed mid-mouthful of the best grain when the slaughterer's bullet slams sidelong into your brain. The summer of the Watergate hearings. I wake in New Hampshire. The sun is still withheld. For 6 days Amanda has stood through drizzles and downpours. This morning she steams. Little pyramids of her droppings surround her. Dead worms shine in them like forgotten spaghetti, proof she has eaten the sugar-coated cure. 4 dozen ascarids, 10 strongyles, I count them to make sure. And all the while in Washington worms fall out of the government, pale as the parasites that drain from the scoured gut of my mare. They blink open on the television screen. Night after night on the rerun, I count them to make sure. Poems today by Maxine Kumin have all been from Say This of Horses, a selection of poems that was edited by C.E. Greer and myself. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.